Hendricks put a piece of tie-dye cloth around the left knee over his Levi's. The next week, they did it in Duluth, Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today, I don't think too many people are copying Paul Simon's hairdo.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
We come back. Bill reminisces about the Led Zeppelin days and talks about Robert Plant's solo career on Camel Conversations.
As if the summer were not busy enough, the day on the greens, Robert Plant also coming to the Bay Area.
Nice,
his first solo tour since Led Zeppelin, the first time he's been out on the road. You have some very fond memories of Led Zeppelin in the Bay Area, I understand.
I have very fond memories of Robert Plant. Robert Plant was never, as an individual, was never a part of any negative aspects of the relationships with the group. And there was an incident involving one of the members of the group who's deceased and the manager of the group, which was very distasteful to a lot of people. It's the utilization of force and utilization of physical power. But what Robert Plant and Jimmy Page and John Paul and John Bonham and the group stands for is quality use of amplification and putting a vocal sound with that amplification. Jimmy Page has to be ranked with the great guitar virtuosos. Now, playing with a Jimmy Page, with a Jimmy Page, or singing with him, the only other guy from that era that I could think of that could have done what Robert did was his name always gets past me, Paul Rogers.
Bad Company.
Robert Plant is a great kick-ass rock and roll singer, and he sang in its heyday with a great rock and roll band who saw their best days before they stopped touring. So it remains to be seen. The fact that I don't even know if it's announced, and I shouldn't. The drummer from a famous group.
Is it out? Oh yeah, Phil Collins.
Oh my God, good. You said it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, the fact that Phil is with playing with the band is great, and I'm sure Robert Plant will prove himself worthy of the situation. He's another era guy. He's like a time machine for me. That I try not to think of the bad time. Or the time before that, he and Led Zeppelin had to cancel because he was on the island of Corfu, off of Greece, 3 years before they came back for the final date. And we had sold out 2 outdoor dates like that, which was $1.3 million worth of tickets. And it was one of the few times I took my kids and we went river rafting up in Moab, Utah. On the third day, out on the river, it's true. And the guy that was involved works here, so you can ask him, because very few people believe this. We're on his raft with my kids, and there's a sky riding plane in Utah, in the middle of nowhere, writing out these letters. And one of my kids says, "Look at that!" And it said B-I-L-L, and the letters, and it's C-A-L-L, just said Bill Call, up in the sky. Oh my God, my kids are with me, and I've got 4 sisters, and God only knows what it is. So we had a motorboat on the back of the raft and got back to the nearest place where there was a phone. And I ran to the phone and I called the office here and I said, "Is it my family?" They said, "No." And I just said, "It's got to be Led Zeppelin. I mean, Roy, you're not going to sky right in the middle of Utah to get me to a phone." And they said, "No, Robert Plant had a car accident and broke his leg and fractured one, broke the other one, and the dates won't happen." And we refunded $1.3 million worth of tickets. 3 years later was the makeup date when we had the incident. But it's the same manager who, at the time of renegotiation, when we went through the expenses for the gig, at the bottom I said, "Well, X number of thousands of dollars we have to charge as an expense to this show," because 3 years ago, at the cancellation, we rented the facility, did all the advertising, sold all the tickets, refunded all the tickets. There's dollars involved in it. He said, "Well, that's not an expense for this show." I said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Well, it was an act of God." "That's not an expense. Well, that'll give you some indication of this is the same man who instigated the pummeling of two of our guards, and we eventually put him in jail 3 years later. My memories of Robert Plant are very good. They're very healthy, because he came to see in Bristol, England. He came to the Stones show, and we played some ping pong. He watched the group. Robert Plant epitomizes the real gentleman in rock and roll. He's a gentle man. He's a very soft-spoken, easy guy. My son has this big picture on his own bedroom with Bob backstage. He's just good people. He's fine.
His solo project since Led Zeppelin, how do you feel it's changed since he's not writing with Jimmy Page anymore?
Obviously, he has to rely on Robert Plant much more than he did in the past. His voice also seems to me sounds deeper, and it doesn't sound selling. What he doesn't have on the breaks. I mean, he was always able to say, "Take a Jimmy," and he knew that Jimmy would execute the 2.5 gainer perfectly. And there it was. And Stairway to Heaven has to be one of the two or three ultimate rock and roll tunes. I'd have to see him perform. I don't think he's changed, except that he has to rely on Robert Plant.
Thank you for Robert Plant, who was just here. Oh my God! Give us your impression of Robert Plant. I saw you talking with him backstage, and I had a chance to talk to him for a very short time.
Well, with Robert, obviously what was unspoken, but what was in the air that the last time we had seen one another was at a negative situation a few years ago backstage at Day in the Green. He was not involved in it at the time. That was a two-day event. On the second day, I was not feeling good about what had happened to our personnel. The one thing that was established, that only one member of the band at that time was involved with this negative incident, and Robert was not that person. On the second day, he made an attempt to talk with me, and I was very curt and just wouldn't talk to any of them. I just, let's get the show done, and I don't want to deal with any conversation. I feel very bad about that, because over the years, Robert not only was a friend, he was the first named musician to befriend my son many years ago. I just sat down with him about the business, and David was 9 years old at the time, and David never forgot that he has his picture up on the wall with Robert. So that was the background, and when we met in the lobby, in the backstage lobby of the Oakland Coliseum a couple of weeks ago, that was the cloud overhead, and within 30 seconds it just left. That we talked about his first two products, the fact that he wasn't doing any lead material, that we realized that there's this whole new world of music coming along in the 80s, and we looked at each other's clothing styles, and he remarked how strangely clean I looked for some reason or other. And it was just a conversation with a genuinely soft gentleman, which he always was, which is not the image that the cream magazines of our society like to paint of our rock and roll heroes. And after the first maybe 10 seconds where nobody was looking below the belt, and then it was just fine after that, and it was good. It was something that wasn't that big in my life over the years. The incident was big, but I try to put it to the side, and when I saw him, it was put away quickly, and after that it was quite pleasant.
What did you think of his performance?
Well, first it was very risky. It was a very risky thing to do. Usually people walk on the stage with their medals, and Robert's medals were earned in the Led Zeppelin camp. The voice is strong, more mature. He is a singer and not a a dancer mover for him. His chops are his forte, and I thought they were extremely well used. And the band was very, very good. The response was strong, but I have to believe that the first time you come out, having left your original team, you're not coming with your own team. The first time around, your draw was based on the history of being a member of the other team. We will now have to see on the next shot, just as Stevie Nicks came out on her own after Fleetwood and did good business. This was the second time back, and she sold out again. They now went to see Stevie Nicks, not the singer or the original vocalist with Fleetwood. The next time around, Robert Plant's, the decision to buy a ticket to see Robert Plant will be based on this performance, as opposed to, oh, we got to see that guy that used to be with Led Zeppelin. And I think that he will sell out again. So that he is one of the great... from that era, there are two that I never forgot. The other one was never given the credit he should have, as Paul Rodgers. Rodgers and Plant from that era, I mean, were the rock and roll guys. And I mean, in later years, I always added Van Zandt from the Skinhead. I mean, just take that microphone and, all right, here we go. And it was just there. And they could, anybody who could sing in front of Bonham had to have chops. I thought it was an excellent performance. I thought he was extremely relaxed, because the old Zepp fan and the new fan, they're very special people, fans who stay with an act 10, 15 years. And you really have to make them believe that they were right all along. Well, a guy says, oh, I've been a fan for this. Hey, or you're taking your younger brother or friend and say, you got to see this guy. Well, there's your reputation on the line also. And Robert had to know that. So not being a musician, I can't tear his contralto apart or how he did with his phrasing. But generally speaking, I always judge a performer and how I feel, how I feel he makes the audience feel. And I turn around and look at the audience. And since we deal with audiences every day, I thought he would do well. He did better than I thought he would, because he made them believe, even though there had to be innate disappointment. The public didn't get what they didn't get some of what they wanted. They wanted to hear Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
But what they got was good. For him to have done that is a very daring thing. I mean, I can't think of a performer who left a unit, the relationship of which made him famous, leaves the unit and never touches it. I don't know if there is any other performer. Very daring thing to do. And I was happy for him. I am happy for him.
Next week in part two of our Camel conversation, Bill talks about the future of Days on the Green, the Graham organization itself, Bob Dylan, and David Bowie. Hope you'll join us next Wednesday night at 10 for Bill Graham Part 2 on Camel Conversations. I'm Nadine Mars. Good night.
And thank you very much, Nadine and Bill Graham. Be sure to listen in next week for Part 2. Paul Garangeli for Doc Phillips, KMEL, San Francisco with Asia.